from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell, along with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp Chapter 2, but really Chapter 1. Last year, that was not really a Jurgen Klopp Liverpool team yet, and they finished 8th, I believe. Alex, I'll throw it to you first. I think we all expect them to improve on 8th, but how much can they improve? How much are they ready to improve?
I think they can improve marginally. I don't think they're going to make the top 4, because I think the competition is just too much for them this season. But, you know, they've made good signings. I was at the game at the Rose Bowl, really impressed with Sadio Mane.
Yeah, you wrote about him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to check that out, it's on the FC Yahoo blog. I like the way he combined with Firmino. I think their attack's going to be pretty formidable. And I felt like at that game, and also in the friendly against Barca, you're starting to see the beginnings of Klopp ball really taking root at Liverpool, with the gegenpressing is starting to happen. So I think this is his team now, and I think that it's still going to be maybe another season or two before they're actually a title contender, or even a top 4 contender. But I do see them kicking on from last season.
Yeah, he still doesn't have, especially at the back, right? Like, he still doesn't have the center backs.
You got the problem with the goalkeepers injured now.
But, like, you mentioned that friendly against Barcelona. I don't know if you guys watched that, but, man, they look good. I think it was 4-0 was the final score.
4-0.
And they could have scored more, to be honest. Yeah. Every time they got the ball, just flowing forward, 4 or 5 players. Emre Can getting forward from center midfield. As you mentioned, Mane. Like, Mane's a perfect fit for him. He's, like, so direct. So good without the ball, when the other team has the ball, like pressing, winning the ball high up the field. He could be really good. I'm not sure the players are there.
To do that week in and week out.
Right.
You know, I think that was a great result. It shows you what the potential of this team is.
And exactly.
The potential of Liverpool, the club is. But I think they're a few signs away from that. And you know, they could maybe improve this season. Maybe they'll get into the top 4. It's not out of the question, but I don't quite see it yet.
I mean, I think Mane is perfect signing for them. I think just the interchanges that he's been able to do in the attack. But for me, it always comes down to, can they keep Sturridge healthy?
Yep.
And I just haven't quite seen that the last few years, and I'm a little bit skeptical on that. I don't think that, you know, if Benteke is going to get moved on, frankly, I never thought he was a good fit there anyway, I think that they do need to bring in another striker of some value, somebody who's actually proven a good goal scorer.
Yeah, so they've been playing Firmino up top, and he can work there against some teams, but this is going back to your point on, you know, the week in, week out of the Premier League. You have to be able to throw multiple looks at teams, and not everybody is Barcelona, Barcelona is still somewhat susceptible on the counterattack the way that they play. You know, you're going to have to beat teams like West Brom or Watford, where you're going to have 65% possession, and there's not going to be room to run in behind. And that's where you're going to need some player that can play in between the lines rather than running in behind. And I'm not sure, and also, like, win balls in the air, getting the end across. I'm not sure Firmino's that player. I think a striker.
Yeah, they need Luis Suarez, but
doesn't everybody?
Doesn't everyone, yeah.
Yeah, they do. But that's the thing. It's like, when you think back to the last time Liverpool were not in Europe and really, you know, were charging to make the Champions League, it was the year that Suarez went nuts, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't have Suarez. Like, can Sturridge do that possibly? You know, Coutinho is the guy that's kind of been forgotten a little bit, but he has been essentially their best player the last few years. So I look for him to really kind of come to the foreground, and I think they're going to have a very dynamic, interesting attack, especially with Mane. I think going forward, they have a lot of positive talent and a lot of good things going for them. But when you look at it in the back, I'm just not convinced. I do think Wijnaldum is a good signing. The loss of, you know, the Welsh Pirlo is really going to hurt a little bit, just to the psyche of the team to lose a player with, you know, that type of gravitas.
I think
that type of hair, I should say.
What you said about Europe is also key, because I think, with the exception of Chelsea, they're the only one of the teams that they're in direct competition with.
That's one of the reasons I picked them too.
Probably them and Everton too. If you want to include them in that, I mean, to that point, though, I think Joey Golino is the only one who picked them, you know, even 7th. Everybody else has them either 5th or 6th, but nobody's really picking them in the top 4.
Yeah, I wavered on top 4.
Well, because when you look at the teams that you would rank in the top 4, you just look at them, and the improvements that they've made over the summer have just been so much more pronounced than what Liverpool has been able to do just in the transfer market. Because Mane is really the only thing of any real, I mean, Wijnaldum as well.
Yeah,
Wijnaldum as well. But like Mane is where you say, okay, they definitely made an improvement there. But you look at him and then you just look around and say, but they really did kind of need to get a central defender, a striker. Kind of needed to fill in some of these gaps that they haven't done yet. They might do it before September.
He got rid of a lot of players.
He did.
That's
he did.
About yeah. This is, for whatever, however it may look to us, this is Klopp's team. This is the team
that's
he wants.
He needs
together.
A certain type of players. I'm not sure he needs. I'm not sure he needs top players like the.
No, he didn't have
those
top 40 players
million.
Dortmund,
yeah, right? Exactly.
Those top players when they would leave, people would think they're top players. They'd buy them. They wouldn't work out. They'd end up back there because right. They really weren't.
So they paid like £35 million for Mane. Mane's probably like a 25, 30 million pound player for most teams. He could be like a 40, 45 million pound player for Liverpool just because he fits the system so well. And I think they have a fair amount of players, even some of the players that are already there. Like I think Adam Lallana is like a really good presser without the ball. Even if Jordan Henderson can stay healthy, like I'm a Jordan Henderson fan. I like him a lot more than most people do. And everybody likes Emre Can. I think we can agree that he's...
Well, the thing about Can is that he has a tendency to just kind of lose his head from time to time and get the red card. So it's one of those weird things where, yeah, he's a good player, but he does rash tackles. He kind of...
See, I don't think it's a bad thing, though. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, because it's a sign that you're getting into duels, you're going into tackles, and that's the kind of player Klopp wants.
Yeah, no, like I said, there's a lot of value to having that player. But when we're talking about week in, week out, there's a player that very well could be suspended for, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time.
That's true.
And he has a tendency, like from what we've seen from his young career, frankly, but what we've seen is he does not shy away from the extracurriculars after the tackle either. He's one of those guys that does get involved in those little bust-ups. And at some point, you know, people take note of that. They say, oh, this guy, we can press his buttons. And Sean is shown that he's that guy that... You can kind of get under his skin. He can kind of lose his head a little bit. But in terms of being an actual player, in terms of, you know, making good tackles and being a strong player, yeah, he's a good player. The Germany international.
Last thing to mention, goalkeeper is still an issue.
Just thinking about that.
Midfield is bad. And
with
Karius, whatever the name is, he broke his hand in the
Rose Bowl game.
In the game of the Rose Bowl, punching, Lovren
in the face.
classic Liverpool goalkeepers. So that is still a big problem position. I think we're all in agreement that they're one of the six best teams in the league, but they're maybe not at the point yet in Klopp's tenure that they can challenge at the, you know, I think they're certainly a top four contender, but probably not a title contender just yet.
I think out of all those teams, though, they might be the one with the most potential to surprise us.
Yeah, I agree. Possibly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I got on Liverpool. For Shahan Ahmed, Alex Baker, I'm Henry Wishnell. Find all our Premier League season previews and all our podcasts at sports.yahoo.com/soccer and the FC Yahoo blog.